2003 started with the Ohio State Buckeyes finishing their perfect college football season with a 31-24 double overtime victory over the Miami Hurricanes in the Fiesta Bowl. Ohio State coach Jim Tressel said at the time that his team's consistency led to the undefeated season and the national championship.
That's how you win championships. You make plays. You keep playing and you make plays. And our guys keep playing. And we were fortunate we made plays. And so did Miami. I mean, they kept playing. They have nothing to hang their heads about. They're a great football team.
Ohio State did not lose a game all year, but in the 2003 season, the Buckeyes could not repeat their success. Ohio State will be in the Fiesta Bowl again this year against Kansas State, but the national championship will go to either Oklahoma or Louisiana State. The tennis season began in January with a couple of Americans surviving the heat of Melbourne. Andre Agassi of the United States won the men's Australian Open title for the fourth time, while Serena Williams beat sister Venus to hold all four major tournament titles at once, a so-called Serena Slam.
I think in the beginning of the tournament, I put a little pressure on myself, but once I was able to calm myself and relax, I realized it wasn't much after that.
Serena would also beat Venus to take the Wimbledon title, but injuries and a Belgian juggernaut would prevent any more titles going to either Williams' sister. The National Football League Super Bowl game featured two teams with similar insignia of the pirate ship. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeated the Oakland Raiders 48-21 in San Diego, California. The victory marked the first Super Bowl win for Bucs head coach John Gruden.
I learned a long time ago that defense wins championships, and if you have a great defense, your offense is going to get numerous opportunities to score. And whether they get turnovers or not. You know, our defense clearly illustrated that last night.
February's highlights included Chinese center Yao Ming's debut in the National Basketball Association's All-Star Game. Yao scored 2 points and grabbed 2 rebounds as the West squad defeated the East 155-145 in double overtime. Michael Waltrip overcame bad weather and a tough field to win February's Daytona 500 NASCAR race. In a race of a very different sort, the Swiss syndicate Alinghi took the America's Cup 5-0 over Team New Zealand in Auckland Harbor, winning the final race on March 2nd. March saw the beginning of Michael Schumacher's quest for an unprecedented 6th Formula One auto racing championship. The German would not win his first race of the 2003 season until the San Marino Grand Prix in April. Schumacher survived a spirited challenge from Juan Pablo Montoya of Williams BMW and Kimi Räikkönen of Finland to take the driver's title. Ferrari also took the manufacturer's crown. The German driver will be 35 in 2004, but says he has no plans to retire. March also brought the so-called madness of the U.S. college basketball men's tournament. The final in New Orleans featured the Syracuse Orangemen taking on the Kansas Jayhawks, with Syracuse giving its coach Jim Boeheim his first national championship, 81-78.
I want to win this thing. I'm tremendously happy. I'm really more happy for the players and for really our fans. Our fans have been unbelievable. We had a lot of people here today. I mean, a lot of people came here from Syracuse. To me, that's what it's all about.
One of Boeheim's top players, freshman guard Carmelo Anthony, would leave the Orangemen to enter the NBA draft. He was drafted 3rd behind Cleveland Cavaliers guard LeBron James and Serbia Montenegro's Darko Milicic of Detroit. In women's basketball, the University of Connecticut won its 2nd straight championship by beating Tennessee in the final 73-68. Inside the boxing ring, Roy Jones Jr. made history in March by becoming the first light heavyweight fighter to earn a piece of the heavyweight title. Jones took the WBA crown with a 12-round decision over John Ruiz in March. In late March, the Major League Baseball season got underway, and before it ended, some of the most dramatic playoff games ever would take place, including the collapse of the Chicago Cubs and the New York Yankees' comeback win over arch-rivals Boston. Before those October surprises, 3 of the game's sluggers, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, and Jason Giambi, would make headlines for the wrong reasons. Sosa was cited for using a corked bat in a game, while Bonds and Giambi were subpoenaed to testify about their involvement with a newly discovered designer steroid, THG. Philadelphia pitcher Kevin Millwood threw a no-hitter against Barry Bonds and the San Francisco Giants in April, striking out 10 batters in a row to preserve a 1-0 win. In golf, protests by women's groups had little effect on the Masters tournament, with Augusta National Country Club maintaining its men-only membership policy. The protesters were sequestered in an area where few of the thousands who crowded Augusta could even see them, but the debate is sure to continue. Even world number one Tiger Woods weighed in, saying that, in theory, women should be able to join Augusta. However, club members did not change their policy and have pledged not to change it anytime soon. On the golf course, Canadian Mike Weir won the Masters in a playoff with Len Matisse of the United States. His total of 7 under par made Weir the first Canadian to win at Augusta, gave him his first major title, and denied world number one Tiger Woods a third straight Masters win. Weir was also the first left-handed golfer to win a major tournament in 40 years.
It's an unbelievable feeling, something I've dreamt of for a long time. I've worked very hard for it, and it's a thrill. I mean, I have a tough time putting it into words because I probably won't do it justice.
Annika Sörenström of Sweden made headlines in May when she became the first woman in 58 years to compete on the PGA Tour. Her appearance at the Colonial Tournament in Texas by a sponsor's exemption set off a debate about whether she could play with the men. Vijay Singh of Fiji ignited a fire of his own by saying that he did not think Sörenström should be playing on the men's tour. Singh was quoted as saying that if he missed the cut, he hoped Sörenström did as well, so a woman would not outdo him. In the end, the Swedish golfer failed to make the cut, firing a 71 and a 74, but an enthusiastic crowd cheered her. After her second round, Annika Sörenström said she was grateful for the opportunity.
I just feel very fortunate to what I do, and you know, for me to come here, get the opportunity to really push myself and live my dream. And I hope other women and girls feel the same way, that they just got to follow their heart. And I mean, the people that cheered me on was, you know, it's been so wonderful. And I hope they had a good time as well. And I think they all made this week so special.
Belgium's Justine Enna Ardenne and Juan Carlos Ferrero of Spain captured the French Open tennis titles in May. Enna Ardenne beat countrywoman and friend Kim Clijsters in the final 6-love, 6-4. Ferrero took the clay court title with a straight set win over Dutchman Martin Fairkirk. For Enna Ardenne, it was the first of two major titles she would win in 2003. She also took the U.S. Open crown again by beating Kim Clijsters in straight sets.
It was a dream when I was young. It's Kim's reality now. But it's not everything, you know. Today I win the French Open. It's great for my career. But it's not everything in my life. It's just a big step. It's just a great moment, and I'll try to enjoy it.
The Belgians also helped their nation reach the Fed Cup semifinals in Moscow, but Enna Ardenne and Clijsters did not make the trip to the Russian capital. In their absence, Belgium lost 4-1 to the U.S. team in the semifinals. The Americans lost 4-1 to France in the championship match series. A little-known gelding, owned by a group of New York friends, ignited the world of U.S. Triple Crown horse racing. Funny Side took the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, but was not able to capture the Triple Crown when Empire Maker won by 3/4 of a length at the Belmont in early June. Also in early June, the New Jersey Devils beat the Anaheim Mighty Ducks in 7 games to take the National Ice Hockey League's Stanley Cup for the third time in franchise history. The title was New Jersey coach Pat Burns' first, even though he was a 3-time Coach of the Year. June would be the month for first titles in tennis and golf as well, with Roger Federer of Switzerland capturing his first major title at Wimbledon and Jim Furyk taking his first U.S. Open golf crown. Federer beat a resurgent Mark Philippoussis of Australia in 3 sets, while Furyk took the U.S. Open at Olympia Fields by 3 strokes over Australian Stephen Leaney.
From a professional standpoint, that's the most special thing about it. You know, my name will be on that trophy forever, and with some unbelievable names in golf, so you can't take that away from me now, and it's a special feeling.
The San Antonio Spurs won their second National Basketball Association title in June by defeating the New Jersey Nets in 6 games. The series was the last for NBA veteran and Olympic champion David Robinson of San Antonio, who retired from the game after the victory. His teammate and protege, Tim Duncan, won the Most Valuable Player award. Injuries had hindered Robinson most of the year, but he played in 64 games. However, the man known as the Admiral scored 13 points and pulled down 17 rebounds in San Antonio's 88-77 title-winning game.
My last game, streamers flying, world champions. How could you write a better script than this, man? It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, I've had some ups and downs in my career, but I'm going to end on the highest of highs. And, you know, I just praise God. This has been unbelievable.
The National Basketball Association also bid goodbye to arguably the greatest player in the game. Michael Jordan retired for a final time in 2003. He said after his final game in April that he wanted to move back into management.
For me, ideally, is to keep this thing rolling. You know, keep this team moving in the right direction. That's what I truly want to happen. And, you know, Chicago is a second thought, you know, as well as any other opportunity.
Jordan's dream did not work out in Washington. In a less than friendly parting from the Washington Wizards, Jordan drove off after team owner Abe Pollin decided not to hire him in the front office. The next 6 months would see the drama of the Major League Baseball playoffs, the addition of the initials THG to the sports lexicon, and the arrest of a National Basketball Association star on rape charges. A tennis great bid farewell to the game while a women's sports league folded just before an electrifying World Cup tournament. In Washington, I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.